Welcome in, everybody, to a very special bonus watch-along of That Movie Show.
Super excited.
Mike Wendt, Liam Stryker. We are joined by the new agents, the rest of the new age insiders, Jason Molotov and Bill Neville.
All of everybody.
Bill is back from his many assignments, if you've been listening to, That Movie Show.
Yeah.
And today, we are going to the 2000, I would dare say classic, because most of us have only seen it once, so it must be that good.
Yeah. In theaters. On a birthday party.
I don't remember much about this movie, but what I do, I remember vividly. So that must tell you that at least sticks with you a little bit.
Stuck to your ribs.
I think it's like David Arquette's career, where it's all a blur, but you remember.
This is also what happens when Bill is on assignment and we...
And we're
just
allowed to pick shit. Yeah,
we're just like, we're going to do this.
So, yes, we're doing Ready to Rumble, live watch-along here on twitch.tv/ New Age Insiders TV. And just because I got those OCDs, let me get the business out of the way. It came out on April 7th, 2000, had a budget of $24 million.
I was in sixth grade.
Most of it probably went to Randy Savage for that two-second season of the movie.
And Sting, and Goldberg, and TDB.
Only made about half that back, $12.5 million at the box office. Let's see. It was written by Stephen Brill, directed by Brian Robbins, starring David Arquette, Oliver Platt, James Caan Jr., Scotty Caan, Bill Goldberg, Rose McGowan, DDP, Joey
Rose
Pants.
Rose McGowan's in this?
I don't know how much we can get into Rose McGowan anymore. It's 2019. Martin Landau is also in there, not as Stu Hart, kind of. But you know what? Let's just roll it.
Yeah.
Bill, are we ready to roll?
We are ready to go.
Let's just get into the
roll
shit.
Roll it.
Let's do it.
Yay.
I've been to the Warner Brothers lot in.
Does it look anything like that? Is it all gold?
It is. You walk in and it is actually all gold. And Bugs Bunny is just running around. All the Looney Tunes.
Is that so? It's kind of like Universal Studios.
It's more like,
but more Warner-y.
It's Imagine like it's more like Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, very nice.
Because it's not a guy in a suit. It's like actually Bugs Bunny.
So it's actually Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Bill, can you tilt our camera up just a hair?
You got it. Thank
you.
Oh, wow. Perfect. Look at this. Oh, was that?
All right, I tagged you all in it, so retweet your stuff.
Ooh. Lovely. Thank you.
Bam Bam Bigelow, rest in peace.
Check your notification.
So far, I'm assuming everybody in this montage.
Goldberg.
Mine is Bill Goldberg is dead.
Goldberg
and Sting.
Goldberg is crazy alive. You would know. Yeah.
Who's that?
I would mourn for a month like an old Italian woman.
I don't know, but I'm assuming Haystacks Calhoun here.
That's definitely Haystacks.
Oh, my God.
When Bill Goldberg died.
Oh, look at that. It's Lou Fez and Bruno Sammartino, Andre. Superfly Snooker, Andre. He's Giant, also saying the names of wrestlers when they're not actually on screen.
These are heroes of history. No, because, you know, royalty-free photo stocks is really good.
Is Goldberg on this movie?
Maybe.
Ooh, that's a great... Well, it was 2000.
Oh, look,
WWF.
The Hills Have Eyes.
But he went in 2000. Giants come and go
in this great sport of ours.
I think they were...
I don't know.
We gotta check the end match.
You also gotta remember this movie came out in 2000, probably shot
in April of 2000, so it definitely was.
He's undefeated. Yeah.
That end little schmoz might have the Radicals, or whatever they were called, with Shane Douglas. What was that? You watched that.
They were called the Filthy Murderers.
Look. Just remember, quote, this man's father was in The Godfather.
Yes. A waste of life, and I will never. I have way too much respect for Scott Caan as an actor because of what his father has done in the movie industry.
Is that James Caan's son?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's actually Frank Zappa's son.
What?
That's Ahmed Zappa.
I'm also pretty sure. This, we already hit a level of like, we can't do that. Yep,
there
it is. Can't say that word anymore.
Yeah. No matter what people that grow up in Boston say.
Yeah.
Really dumb paint.
I'm sorry, we had this conversation all weekend.
I said it with love. Sorry. It's our word.
I grew up in the 80s. Shut up.
I can say it. You can't. Champion.
He's immortal. He's timeless.
Who do you think
would
win
in
a fight? These two guys are Bill and Ted.
What an excellent adventure.
This kid does MMA now.
Really?
I don't know about. But don't worry.
MMA is a new street drug.
MDA.
That kid's Page's ass.
Oh.
We're going to be there.
Diamond Dallas Page,
Gordy?
The owner of Diamond Dallas Page Yoga.
Gordy?
That's a different guy.
Different.
Wow, really?
Yep, different guy. Often confused.
Wow, he's on meth.
Straight up.
The funniest thing is this is how he acts now, wrestling. He's just more tattooed.
Well, the weird thing is...
What do you want?
Arquette thought this was a documentary.
He was married to Monica Geller at the time.
That'll be $1.26.
Yeah. During her prime, too. I mean, he was with... Courtney Cox at her peak.
That's all I got. That's just not good enough now, is it, you little
boob?
They
were really going for it in
this
scene, weren't
they? You little Jimmy the King fan boob.
It's very artistically
shot. Jimmy King's a big fat loser.
What do you call that?
He's a sissy in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There's a lot of glare coming off that dome of yours.
Squirrel nuts.
Squirrel nuts. Look at Macho.
Listen,
on the back.
Listen, Sunshine, I'm going to open up a fresh can of whoop-ass on you, boy. Yeah.
All right, so far we've got the can of whoop-ass and the people's champion. Who was writing this shit?
The Rock.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, here
oh,
it is.
Suplex in the store.
Oh, look at that. They built it in. Oh, my God.
No, you're going to
oh,
get
there he is.
Slap into the Slim Jim.
Oh my God!
Get you, yeah!
All the madness! I think he's playing Bonesaw. Oh, now we're introduced to Jimmy the King.
All right, so who was doing Jimmy the King first? It was a wrestler.
Was it?
Who was the guy? Oh, okay.
He's built like the fucking Brooklyn Brawl.
No. It was DDP's. Canyon was doing the rest.
Who better than Canyon?
Who better than that guy?
Is Canyon still alive?
They should have hit him with the Indie Taker.
Canyon died years ago.
I love how the floor is bouncing.
And they like built a wrestling ring into the stage.
The Nitro Girls.
Yep.
And those were real Nitro Girls in this show.
Yeah. Yep.
As I remember, those are the Nitro Girls.
The funniest part about the Nitro Girls, this movie.
Just like Savage to let the other guy take
WCW
the pin.
WCW had fucking cheerleaders.
Yeah,
and this movie was the most character development they had in their entire run, which is also why Kimberly Page is in the movie.
Diamond Dallas Page did marry a Nitro Girl.
Well, he married a Playboy model that became a Nitro Girl.
And Shawn Michaels married a Nitro Girl.
That's true.
It's good for the Nitro
Girl. Oh, why is
this guy just digging in his ass?
Nice.
Oh, what is he picking out of his ass?
Hey, Courtney?
Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Why does it look like you have your finger in your butt? Because it do.
Well,
would
it
you
walks
like
a
chocolate-covered pretzel?
Why do you have your finger in your butt?
I miss early Kevin Smith movies.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait for Jay and Bob reboot coming up next year.
That would be fun.
That would be not slush. Great.
Why? Because there's something wrong
it's
with
all about how to eat healthy and not have heart attacks and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Sober Jay and Finn Bob. That movie will be hysterical.
No. It smells like my ass, right? Yeah,
it smells like
maybe
my
your ass.
Ass.
Weird, huh? Right, like a bitter sour ass. Oh, it's like you poured it right from your butt. Oh.
Bitter sour ass. Oh.
This on the point description is on the point.
Sour ass balls.
So bad.
Am I right?
Did you just say
sour ass.
I tried to say sour apples, but it was a terrible pun.
How old are they supposed to be?
It was terrible.
It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. They're ranging between 12 and 47.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, watch Wizard of Oz.
Yep. NewAgentStars.com, where our archives are.
That movie's from 1939, which sounds impossible.
Nice. Why? Like, why?
Because it doesn't get made in 1940.
Because Scotty Khan is packing. Whoa. And this guy loves to cock.
Oh.
Oh, baby.
There he goes.
What a world.
Listen, pal.
Boy, the high school, the junior high school girls must love you, Scotty.
You want me to grab your nuts? Whoa. Yeah, you too. Come on, sweetheart.
You
join the party.
Yeah.
Keep your
hands ahead of their time.
Why are you?
The funny thing is, like, this must be a regular thing.
Dad, you gotta cut the crap with the shakedown.
Unbreak my
heart. You're gonna
twist. Oh, it's his dad. Okay, so just so we're all on the same page, his dad just molested his best friend.
Crap.
Yeah, and it sounds like a regular deal.
That doesn't seem important enough in a wrestling movie to put in there.
Yeah.
Wrestling's not fake!
There you go. There's one of your memories.
There it is. I did get confused with the scene where he was at a arcade machine.
Are you going to be a wrestler?
But I do recall him screaming.
You got trouble wrestling your wee-wee out of your trousers to take a leak.
Not that I have trouble. This movie is so PG-13.
It's also just so strong. You want to talk about just how wrestling evolved over time in the state of kayfabe, that in the year 2000... WCW funded
Police
and was totally on board for a movie that was just says that wrestling is fake about 15 times. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and they like
the character arc of this movie is these two don't know it's fake.
Right, exactly.
Learn that it is. Learn their hero is a shithead.
Right.
And then try to like get him back on track.
WCW like exposed the business in a way. way. In the year 2000, the business did not
also
quite like that.
For as much as they tried with Hulk Hogan, right.
Hulk Hogan
it's shocking Hulk Hogan isn't
just that
in this
he's
movie.
He's always on my ass about getting a job.
He probably wanted too much.
I mean, he's making me take that cop.
I mean, they only had 24 mil in the budget.
Dude, you have a job.
Also, figure out, you can look up when did Jeff Jarrett.
I mean, I should be able to make up my mind about
Hogan
what I want to do with my life.
Back.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like Jimmy Kimmel says, this is America. I can be anyone I want.
It was the summer show.
He actually says, I can be up anyone I want. Really?
Yeah.
But who cares,
Hogan
bro? What's tonight?
Budget.
Monday Night Nitro! Laugh, baby, laugh. Laugh, baby, laugh.
I would hate it to work with him.
Marquette?
He seems like a nightmare to work with.
Yeah, probably.
Because he doesn't it really improv. He just has seizures.
Can you imagine working with
Pauly
Shore? Where at any given time that guy can say anything?
Huh?
Sequitous or otherwise? Make a fun acid trip in a tornado.
Hey, shit boys, how's the shit work? Excuse the mess in there, my aim's a little off. I've been using the jackhammer!
Shit, using it at the same time?
Yes.
Why?
All done.
The jackhammer is what he calls his Indian friend there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Goldberg's finisher.
A little too much coffee for me today, I think.
Foreshadowing. This movie's deep.
Wow. Five shadowing.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
What? Don't what me? You know what? Don't do it.
If anybody asks, what is two?
Friends
what's the year 2000
friends.
Look like in a haircut?
Okay.
We're gonna point to that
if you
guy.
You do it, Scott
Conn.
Don't do it. Okay.
Scott
don't
Conn
worry.
With frosted tips.
Gel blowout.
Yeah.
Again, I do want to remind you that his father was in The Godfather.
Yep.
Yep. His father won Greatest Italian American 1973, and they're Jewish.
His father.
That's a true story.
His father birthed Elf, and then didn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah. Right. That. So technically, he's kind of Santa Claus.
Nothing can hurt Jimmy King.
Wow.
That smacks people around on every movie.
Yeah.
I love these 70s James Caan.
He got like, shot up in a toll booth.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they made that one count. Yeah.
And kicked him in the face after dead. Because fuck him.
That ambulance didn't have a lot of work to do. I don't think.
Oh, shit. Get the bucket.
Yeah, right. Just pick him up. Pick up the pieces. It's like you littered James Caan.
Oh, no. They're fighting.
Wrestling.
Get it?
Good helping, huh? I can't help delivering a suplex to your fat gut.
Oh.
Did you just call him a fat cut?
His fat gut, I believe.
Oh
wow. But textbooks.
Have we figured out that they do a shit job for comedy effect?
Yeah.
Sean wants Britney's
like, literally,
taco. Cheese all
I don't get
the
it.
Literally, they work with poo.
Diarrhea, pal.
Again, who wrote this?
What do you guys want?
Vince, just to sink this.
Vince is a ghostwriter on Ready to Rumble.
Vince is like, and then we're going to get David Arquette. And then what if we made him champion?
There's going to be a lot of dick jokes in this. Get ready for it. But in the PG-13 way.
Yeah.
Did you just say?
We're going to pull up now.
We're going to pull up now.
Why?
And our truck's going to be covered in literal shit. I mean, look at the windows, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
The finesse? Driving a truck full of ash juice, I wouldn't worry about your hair.
Yeah, right.
I cannot deal with these losers.
That might be the one and only time I've ever heard anybody refer to shit as
ass juice.
Hey, yeah. Bitch, you're making tacos at a drive-thru. Don't
Brittany.
Call people losers. Fuck off.
Sean.
And this chick is super into him.
Where'd Brittany go?
She switched to
Well,
cheese.
He is James Caan's kid.
Sean, that's true. His father was in The Godfather.
Magical charm, those Caan boys.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, he's now rocking, just living
hey, Brittany,
in Hawaii.
How's the weather in there?
Yes, he
cold
is.
Today.
Five to the O.
Leave me alone. Loser.
Loser. Would a loser have two tickets to Monday Night Nitro live from Cheyenne tonight?
Absolutely they would.
Where's Cheyenne?
Yes.
I'm guessing California.
Yes.
Cheyenne, it's an Indian
Brittany,
reserve.
Did they used to
Let's
run Cheyenne a lot?
We'll
fancy Crayola.
Was that one of the big loops?
You know, you got like a fancy box of Crayolas and one of them's Cheyenne.
Oh, those fries weren't even cooked.
Right next to Burnt Umber Sierra.
Absolutely.
Burnt Umber Sierra.
Instead of like a white crayon, it's called like Arctic Storm.
It's like Taupe's I know it's classy name. Cousin.
Taupe's.
Taupe. It's a very soothing color.
Taupe floats.
That's why it's the color of mental hospitals.
Taupe will run.
Trust me. Yeah, because
oh,
get it?
Ass juice.
The
there
shit
is
dripping next to their lunch.
Why would they pick that spot to eat, though?
Because they're wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And get it? This movie is exposing wrestling fans
bags,
for the shit-slurping douchebags
just
that they
bags
are.
Of shit to you people?
This was made
by a wrestling company.
Yeah.
It stands for something.
This is what they actually think of us.
Why?
What would King do?
What would King do?
What? Yeah, why exactly? Why do you think that company went out of business?
Usually people ask, what would Jesus do?
What would King do?
He wouldn't eat lunch by the pooper.
But they ask what Jerry Lawler would do.
Yeah.
Jerry King?
Allegedly many underage girls.
Like...
I wouldn't pass, put anything past old Jer.
As long as you get the allegedly in there, it's okay to comment on it.
Yeah, as long as somebody else accuses of him first.
Afternoon, Miss McKenzie. Ready for that big match tonight in Cheyenne?
Died. Oh, yes, boys.
Yeah.
She's the one that wanted the meatballs.
Yep.
Put in the meatballs.
Wedding singer. Yeah.
Yes, she is. We're going to be
the
there.
Meatball lady.
And then she rapped at the end because, of course, she's invited to the wedding.
Extra
she's
a cool grandmother. And that's hilarious.
Yes, she is. And they're still driving the shit truck around. I don't. I'm not really following this movie.
Yeah.
Is she a neighbor? Is she his grandmother? This movie, family loves guns.
This movie's been on for, what, 75 minutes? There's no wrestlers yet.
Your sister shot her.
Oh, we've had Macho Man's cameo.
Oh, yeah, but
paid
that was
for
a
by
dream.
Slim Jim.
It was
yeah.
a dream.
Nice, Demi.
It was.
She took the one shot in his right buttock.
That would...
Just doing her job.
This is a weird family.
They eat dinner with sunglasses
on. Whoa. You better be back by 11.
And gun
belts. You've got a police admission.
This movie was the inspiration for Super Troopers. They're like, what if we made this movie, but it was
Why is his father brandishing a gun at him? One that's clearly not loaded. Oh, look, Rey Mysterio.
Finally wrestling.
Oh, and it's unmasked Rey Mysterio.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Sacrilege.
To the fight. Sorry, Uncle Billy said there were good seats.
I'm sure they wouldn't sit anybody
Uncle
there.
Billy lost his right nut and numb.
Oh,
I don't know why that beam would need to be there.
Yeah. Because obviously they're having nitro at Fenway Park.
You only have one left. Is it still your left nut?
Do you want to stand behind a load-bearing poster?
Come on, man.
We can't
let's get
move
closer.
It.
King's right. coming up.
The funny thing is, that's the illusion that they're literally in the rafters, but they're clearly only on the second level, which means Nitro was running a high school gym.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes, which actually is the most accurate part of the film.
A capacity crowd of 432 on hand.
18 that didn't get comp tickets, folks. That's right.
There's Che. She's the best.
Close to two,
she's so real. Do not concur. Sasha is the best of the
Nitro
best.
Girls.
Wow, Rose McGowan. Like
Rose
you said, is she still hot? I don't know. But back then, yes.
I don't know. She is.
She's a political activist now.
Oh, really?
She is a really attractive woman.
It's going to take off a considerable
number. She's a brave woman who is very attractive. Can I? Is that allowed to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing, Booker?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How you doing, boys?
As long as you pander you right? first, you can be honest yeah. after. Yeah.
Here's
there he is.
Here's Joey Pants playing Navajo Bishop.
We've had two of the three men on this in this shot on the show.
And one of them's the guy we don't want.
Yeah, right.
The one we haven't had.
So it's not
what,
like,
Joey Pants?
So it's not like we got that actor and his jacket.
He looks like
no,
current,
we got the two wrestlers.
He looks like current Bret Hart.
Yeah, you know. The guy the guy that would go on to play Cypher in The Matrix.
Or fucking, what's his name? Mickey Ward's character from The Wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mickey Ward was boxing.
I mean, Mickey Rourke, sorry.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, weird dude that like is into wicked into Indian culture, but isn't an Indian at all.
Not even like a
not even like a one.
Elizabeth Warren was the
Mean Gene.
Oh,
R.I.P.
No.
They literally just move seats.
Yeah. It was WCW. It was probably empty.
Yeah. Well. Hey,
Tony Schiavone.
They never even made them wear those stupid green shirts.
Oh, damn. Where'd you get that hair from?
Who dresses up for year 2000 Nitro?
Oh, look at Lil Nate.
Yeah.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charles Robinson.
This movie's dead.
This movie, R.I.P. Jesus Christ.
The promotion, all its talent.
That belt.
Was this belt actually used, or was did they like recolor the big gold belt for this movie?
I think they made their own for this.
So they never actually used a like silver accented big gold belt.
So Ric Flair won one back in the 80s. It does exist that you can see that there's one where like the actual inscriptions mm-hmm. are plated gold on a more silver belt.
Mm-hmm.
But that one wasn't on Nitro TV in the year 2000. That one I think was a prop for this movie.
Well, according to Vince Russo, all belts are crossed.
Yes. Well, also, Vince Russo had his last good idea 25 years ago. So that anniversary.
And he won't stop telling you about it.
Which pole match was that?
Oh, Mr. Perfect? He's dead, too.
We're 10 minutes in. I see a trend happening.
Yeah, the only living
Conan, he's dead.
Spiritually. No, but he almost killed Flip.
He tried to kill Flip Gordon.
No, he's doing creative at TNA.
And he almost murdered
Diamond Dallas Page,
yeah,
one of my ladies in waiting
Gordon.
Tonight.
Yeah,
that
was my buddy Perry Saturn. He's chicken was the gold man with him.
Chulo?
True story.
Dallas Page.
Perry Saturn?
Perry Saturn.
From around here.
He's from Tivoli.
And make one day off the air, I'll tell you the story of them in a slip and slide tonight. In a hotel.
I would like to hear that now. It's that movie show. You can go ahead. You're our guest tonight.
So Raven Rhino and Perry Saturn were infamous in that inn when they were ECW superstars. So what they would do is they would go find a cheap motel because, you know,
ECW superstar.
Hey, I know, right?
Think about that for a second.
Because Heyman wasn't paying them, right? So this is like actual ECW, right?
Yep.
Back in the day. And what they were known to do was they would get local talent themselves, like ladies. And so...
Raven was a big fan of Max 2's in Milwaukee.
Really?
Yep. The place you can't drink?
Yep, the 18-plus place.
Interesting.
Picture it.
Figure it out yourself.
Picture it, right?
Council almost fought Raven in a Bickford's in Saugus.
Oh.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep.
So picture it. You're in a cheap motel.
Yep.
Right in the hallway.
I was a video store owner at the time.
I invented you, idiot.
There's a marital aid strapped unicorn style to one of the wrestlers, Rhino, Raven, or Perry Saturn, depending on
which one.
Depending on whose turn it is.
Oh, okay.
Be anybody's turn.
So it's a game.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, I think I know where it's going.
They would set up a slip and slide down the hallway.
A legit one, or just they would get a bunch of trash bags from housekeeping?
That part I couldn't tell you. I wasn't there.
All right.
But
I'm going to go with trash bags.
Yeah. And the lovely young lady was set up at the end of the hallway. And it was there, the other two's job, whoever's turn it was, and the other two would sort of bum rush style get down the slip and slide.
So it was like Saturn bowling.
It's like human Tetris.
Bowling for Slurpees.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love those guys.
Yeah.
And surprisingly, none of them are dead.
They've got like,
somehow they're not
those
dead.
Those guys aren't dead.
Yeah, Perry Saturn's not dead. How is that possible?
Raven,
Saturn, and Rhino.
Rhino.
Imagine taking all 400 pounds of that wrecked human cube coming at you.
No.
Poor Peter.
That would cost extra.
Both men are down. What a vicious
Jimmy King, agile, going out of shape, Oliver Platt.
He's trying to get an early win here.
He got eaten by an anaconda, or
is there ever a giant
Oliver? He was an anaconda, I believe.
Or Lake Placid.
Was there, Mike, honest question, was there ever an in-shape Oliver Platt?
No. But his hair is looking great for 24.
When was Oliver Platt svelte?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's check the
It says all it comes back with snow. Oliver Platt never wore felt.
Was Oliver Platt ever skinny?
They're calling.
Laughing.
Your phone turned off.
Yeah. You are no longer allowed to Google.
Jimmy's in trouble.
My
this
goodness.
Yeah, if you look close, you can see King.
Do better.
Turn this one into a shoot.
Boss orders, fat boy.
Again, we're doing the Survivor Series from 97. Who wrote this shit?
Yeah. Yeah, this, and they're just exposing it that now we're going to fight for real like we usually don't.
Yeah.
And Jimmy King is not done yet. Oh, a pair of shots.
Like,
WCW what
has
would
wrote
have happened,
the WWF story.
Like, what would have happened if in this movie, like, King actually knocked out Paige? Your whole plan would have been screwed.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, we're going to fight for real. Also, that table very precariously placed.
It really was just sitting there.
Yeah.
With cups of Coke.
And three shots earlier, there was nothing
on paper with nothing on the paper but WCW logos.
Yeah. Oh, and that's a disqualification.
Nick BD listening live says the ref still hasn't aged. Yeah, it's Charles Robinson.
Even Robinson's in on it.
Still currently there.
Robinson didn't disqualify him. He's in on it.
Yeah. Well, he's rooting for King.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's telling King to get off the turnbuckle, counting him down like he's going to disqualify him, but just hit him with the chair.
But here's the other thing. Paige is apparently turning this into a shoot, but King is still selling the shit out of every punch. Yeah. Like, he just punched him in the gut, and King flipped.
He's a true pro.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Both men are
Are the Nitro Girls actually cheerleading?
Oh,
shit.
Hooventude.
This is the worst faction ever. Is that Sid?
How many times do you think this, like, how many takes do you think it took just because Sid kept fucking up?
Well, they had to get him off the softball field.
Alright, we're live, pal.
This is that, like,
by the way, the other day, I watched that Sid like break 47 times.
Oh, it's so bad.
It, me and a bunch of friends got down a rabbit hole. Didn't somebody break their leg in, like, football this week or last week?
I watched that pay-per-view live. It was so gross.
Conan.
It's the Dudleys. This is where they got that spot a year later.
Really is. What is that? Oh, it's so
Perry Saturn.
So is the ECW. Jimmy King.
Yeah. They're all running.
Am I wrong? The guy in the red singlet's Van Hammer, right?
What?
The dude in the red singlet with the skull cap on.
Yep, Van Hammer.
Van Hammer?
Van Hammer.
Who's the guy with the puka shells?
That's
Dan
Kidman.
Dan Hammer.
Hooventude. Oh, look it. Oh, no. That guy's
because
also
this happens.
That extra is too old to be wearing a sting mask.
Have you ever started a mosh pit down in the front row?
No.
Of a wrestling show?
Absolutely.
Every single Nitro I went to.
There you go.
All zero.
So that's how the NAI signs get on.
Yeah, that's it. We just caused a scene.
See that? No, violence through promotion.
You're asked to leave, eh? Talk, he's still to talk to you.
Oh, no. Hoovy's in on it. Was that Buff Bagwell?
Oh, that's... I don't know who the dude in the pink is.
Buff Bagwell, maybe.
He wore full trunks, didn't he? Full pants?
Wow. I mean,
are there any rules in this match? I feel like this thing's sort of thrown out.
It was WCW Russo era.
So, no, there are no rules. We're going to have all the rules, but no rules of ECW.
And
that.
Cowboy Navajo Bischoff throws him in the ring. I'm so confused by all of Joey Pants' choices. Your winner
and new. Where did Mean Gene come from?
You were in the ring too, Mean Gene?
You didn't see Mean Gene? Holy balls!
There was some loafers on this guy. Is Mean Gene in?
Look.
Oh, and he's the evil people's champ.
He was in the ring right away.
I've seen when Mean Gene's been stuck in situations he didn't know was happening. He doesn't take it as well as this.
No, he was just ready to roll.
What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I'm not calling this bullshit, pal.
Seriously, who's Puka Shells? In the back.
Yeah, I don't
with
know.
The hang trunks.
Was it Buff Bagwell? Long
was it Meat? Stasiak?
Is it Tatanka?
Yeah, is it Tatanka?
Is it?
Why does Van Hammer look like X-Pac?
Hammer?
He's still wearing his sunglasses, by the way.
That's your spotlight fading.
You think the most unrecognizable guy would take his shit off his face?
Why?
Also,
why
would this promoter, like, kill his biggest cash cow?
Also, this is still on live TV.
You also, it's peace. Wrestling. If you knew the fix was in, I just would have ran away. I'm still the champion.
Yeah, right, right.
It's... Fuck you!
Just take your belt and run the fuck.
Seriously, you're on live TV. Take your pants off.
Just run the belt.
They will cut the cord.
Get the belt and run out of there.
So,
I'm the champion.
We were at a Chaotic Wrestling show, and the Mill City Hooligans, who were the bad guys at the time, they won a match. And there was two grown men just like this. That like went out enraged.
They have a shit truck too.
They didn't. They didn't have a shit truck, but
this they went out crying their eyes out.
I'll never forget. I'm standing there with Jamie, and they come storming out. Man, this is bullshit. This is fixed. And it's just like we just looked at each other, like what?
This is a very Santa Claus moment for these two at home.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Oh no, not the ass juice.
Oh, it's also far too liquid.
You see, kids, this is why you don't take the work truck
right?
out.
Right, it's grosser when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Full diarrhea.
Those guys at the construction site, they do not eat healthy.
We made it!
How long has this movie been on? About 3 hours?
Yeah.
Right.
Since the year 2000.
I feel like the
always like smell.
And I know we've done a considerable amount of talking. I still don't know what the fucking point is. What's the plot?
Yeah. Let's be quiet for like 30 seconds so we can figure it out.
To get WCW their next year's budget.
So far what I've gathered is these two are losers and WCW exists.
Yeah. Well, and they're really into Jimmy the King, who should have been
Jimmy
played by Hulk Hogan.
Firemen, not janitors. We sure as hell aren't gonna clean this up.
Cops passing the buck to firemen. The age-old story.
Hey, I got a weird question. How did they crash?
Well, Bandicoot. Scott Conn can't drive.
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, it's much better. You're the better one.
He was driving, and then he was banging on the steering wheel because he was angry, and he caught a hole in the steering wheel, and it spun.
More comedy through death.
Is that guy wearing an Expos hat?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
no.
More poo.
Oh, no. And Charmin.
Unbelievable amounts of poop.
So let me explain this to you, pal. Whoa. The shit truck's going to fall over.
You get it?
Then
it smells bad.
The toilet paper truck's going to crash.
I hate it.
Because you wipe your ass with toilet paper.
So this movie was... Yes.
Shout out to a noob listening live here. What says movie commentary on Twitch way better than movie commentary on YouTube.
Thank you.
Noob.
Thank you.
It's all I got
to remember. Well, yeah, we'll do more of it.
This movie's wonderful.
And TSCH 16 says Mystery Science NEI.
I like it.
I can't believe so this movie was actually made.
Oh, for that movie show.
Yeah, but if Jimmy King this was made by WWF to put the final nail in the WCW.
I think this might have been made by Ring of Honor to get off the ground.
It's over.
from the storyline writing to, yes, how terrible it is, I'm convinced this was Vince Russo's final act.
This was it.
His swan song.
He was sent to WCW to make this movie and kill the company.
You see, because it's funny, right? They're losers. Wrestling fans are losers. I hate wrestling. I hate wrestling fans. I'm going to cover them in poop.
Put this movie on a poll, bro.
Poop is funny, right? Crap is funny.
We've finally gotten to the actual thesis of the movie. They're going to get Jimmy King back on track.
Okay.
Basically, this really was Vince Russo. Yeah. He hates wrestling. Thinks wrestling fans are so stupid. If he could, he'd cover us in shit.
Yeah.
What would he do?
What would King
tell
do?
Tell you what he'd do. He'd fight to
it's
make it
very
right.
Metaphoric for how WCW
well,
felt
then you
about
just let
their
me
fans.
Know.
Yeah.
When he
they literally
up,
just
that,
covered
okay?
two of their biggest Listen, loyal fans who
me.
Fought their way down a front row at Nitro, love their wrestlers, they covered them in shit.
Poop style.
And toilet paper.
They covered them in shit.
One ply, bitch.
They covered them in shit and they did it poop style.
They did. They did a poopy. they made a poopy.
We gotta find the king.
WCW making poopy in their dipe dipe.
Things happen for a reason, man.
Making meep poop in their dipe dipe.
Oh, dear.
Look at David Arquette trying to act. It's
that's
so
poopy
brave of him.
Backwards, folks. Yeah. Latin scoops you just can't miss on the Mean Gene Hotline. It's $27 a minute to hear the Goldbergs might show up.
I am mildly shocked he didn't try to work a hotline into the movie.
Yeah, he should have worked a hotline into his funeral. You should have been able to call the funeral hall and get information and just should have been like, hey folks, I'm dead.
Oh, well, we're headed to Daytona. Atlanta's on our way. Come on in, boys.
Yeah, they're going to get there just in time for the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Oh, neat.
Where are they, California?
Nope.
I don't know where
Cheyenne, yeah.
Cheyenne is...
Besides, next to Burnt Umber Sierra and the Corolla.
It sounds like a Michigan town.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a guess.
Well, if Atlanta's on
maybe
the way to
Texas,
Florida, that's kind of weird.
The cops seem very
it's
Texas.
It's got to be Midwest and North, I think.
Right. Maybe Georgia, Cheyenne. Georgia could have a Cheyenne.
I mean, it's got to be Southern because of wrestling.
They say where they are.
Where?
I don't remember, but they know he says...
I'm going to say...
No.
No.
Georgia.
No.
Now they got a bunch of nuns to sing.
Running with the devil.
Are you looking it up?
Yes.
It'll
I'm gonna say Virginia. That's my guess.
Because the devil and God.
Oklahoma. I live my life like what state do you think it's in?
See again. We're defying God, sacrilege.
So you
Vince
say,
McMahon
you,
wrote this.
You say Oklahoma. Bill says.
Virginia.
What state?
Southern. Southern.
Below
wrestling.
The Mason-Dixon line.
It's in Wyoming.
Well, that's the capital of Wyoming. There's got to be another Cheyenne where this is.
Nope. Just the one.
Bullshit.
Just like the one in Springfield, right?
Oh, that nun smokes.
Nun's smoking.
These nuns are far too into this song.
Why?
right, this movie see. Probably.
This also is in Atlanta.
I bet
just gonna throw out there. Did
oh,
we
look,
know
there's
this?
Rick.
I bet you the director thought that joke was hilarious.
Yeah,
like hysterical.
So I'm just gonna throw out there. David Arquette's name
Thank
is
you.
Gordy Boggs.
See you guys later.
Let's have
what?
Some fun with Chicks that
rock.
For a second.
In real life?
Yep, in this movie.
Oh, I thought in real life. What a weird stage name, and, David Arquette.
And Scotty Khan is Sean Dawkins.
Okay.
So we got Boggs and Dawkins on their comeback tour.
Shoe conglomerate Doc Boggins.
Oh, look at those dated Lays bags.
WCW CEO Titus Sinclair is who Joey Pants is.
Sinclair Broadcasting, Ring of Honor.
Titus O'Neil, Sinclair Broadcasting.
Worldwide?
What?
See, the layers are just peeling themselves with this Wikipedia.
Oh.
Let's do this.
Sherminator! Sherminator! He got to bang her at the end of the movie.
She sure did. Oh, God. It's better than your pun earlier.
Nope, mine was perfect. Sour assholes.
That time it worked.
Down with King, huh? Big Jimmy King fan?
Also, that video game is still better than the TNA video game that doesn't even exist.
Oh, the one that they made Suicide for?
Oh, no. Is this finishing move the hotline?
Yeah.
That's what you remember. Dad says puking's for pussies.
That's it.
And at the video arcade.
I'm doing great, memory-wise.
I'm on a quest to find King.
I really wish this ended like the Gross Point Blank video arcade thing where the whole fucking thing blows up.
What?
I never seen it, though. I could probably find it.
Blank.
You can find Jimmy King?
That's great John Cusack.
I can find anyone.
Oh, I like John Cusack.
All right, next one we're doing.
Look at that matchbook.
Good.
John Cusack's a delight. I love High Fidelity. High Fidelity's one of my favorite movies.
See, you made Gross Point Blank right before that.
Before High Fidelity?
Yep.
That's one of my favorite.
It's a great double feature.
I really, really
like it. I highly suggest it.
Okay, that's a good call. I really, really enjoy High Fidelity a lot.
Give it to you. So we have Jimmy King raping DDP.
Yeah.
Ew.
Scotty Khan.
The Hacker's Planet.
iBook. Look at that computer.
An entirely text-based website.
Look at that computer.
The internet in 2000.
That thing's entire appeal was you didn't have to get like a special fucking thing. You could just plug in and be on the internet. It's like,
And here we are streaming video while
it.
Yeah, right.
Nick Beatty says, this is actually more interesting than watching one of AOP team with one of the Revival take on Rude and Gable in the pre-show.
Thank you. What a specific compliment.
Well, I'm assuming that's what's happening right now.
So
let us know when the Revival quits, okay?
I'd like to think that isn't what's happening right now, and that's just a very specific compliment.
Yeah. Like, look, if it was both of the Revival and both of AOP, on the regular show, it wouldn't be.
Right, but this is better than this specific scenario.
Let's be honest. Isn't that a pre-show dream match?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, it's Sabrina the Teenage Witch's aunt.
Yes.
Because, you know.
Liam's right.
What's her name? Caroline Ray or something?
It is Caroline Ray.
Bill's Caroline Ray, yeah.
All I got to remember him by is an
Not to be confused with Caroline in the City.
Oh.
You ever seen crabs up close?
A different show.
But I would love to. Open
you
up.
Have you've had crabs for 2 years.
Yum.
Those are things you can get rid of.
She's like actually feeding them.
Days.
Yeah, that's like a that's like just
shave
yeah.
your pubes.
You tell me maybe yeah, take a bath, weirdo.
They're all scumbags.
I don't even care if you go into a lake and give them to the world. Just get rid of them.
She's a whore.
This is actually the prequel to Cabin Fever.
Scumbags and wives.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, hey, crab and
Caroline
fever.
Caroline raised crabs.
Crab and fever.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
That's a good one.
Sour assholes.
You get it? It's usually not what they say.
Bill, I'm smelling a t-shirt over here.
Oh, sour assholes is coming.
That's the shirt. Oh, sour
assholes. Oh, this is a sour asshole. Oh,
this is full of just visual comedy here.
That guy banged whatever he was
looking for
holding.
My dad. Yeah, we're on a quest, man. Prince Jimmy.
Is that Brian Christopher?
I'm Frankie. Hey, you guys bounty hunters, because I help you find him if you split the reward with me.
Oh, he's dead, too. Okay.
Do you know where we
Brian
can find
Cranston?
Him?
Hell
no. I haven't seen him for 6 months.
When you're Jerry Lawless,
my mama says he's got to pay for my Brian braces, Law. Otherwise they're going to repossess him.
Oh, it's probably just my.
I mean, what is that? Those aren't braces.
No.
It's my like, research dude, confirms just, like, he has at least three kids. Two illegitimate, two wives.
Yeah, no, we're still good.
And he's filed for bankruptcy 3 times.
This doesn't make any sense. Jimmy King wouldn't do that kind
Donald
of stuff.
Donald Trump filed for bankruptcy 6 times, and he's the president.
All right,
of
Sleazy Sinclair,
States.
He set up King to make him lose face in front of his own family.
With a great sponsorship
and
from what he heard to call ATT.
Maybe they can.
Center.
He's wasted his entire life.
Or you could save
that. That's David Arquette's like dad, 10, actually. Yeah.
20.
He could have been a
and 3-2
I'm going to go with and you know, her from
that lady
from that show and movie.
That stuff.
Jimmy was, she was never in the Goonies. Very bright.
Yeah, the go-to mean
Left
old lady.
School, yep.
He could have been a doctor, but
differ.
Jimmy wasn't very bright.
Now, according to his authorized
biography, he could have been a doctor,
Jimmy
he just couldn't.
Very hard in high school. And after you died in a plane crash,
after you died
he went to community college.
After
and he supported you,
died
you while he held two jobs.
I gotta admit, I do like it better when they give Scott Conn the dialogue.
Sure.
We saw him
there
last
you go.
Week.
Sit there and pick your asshole.
His dad is a theatrical mastermind.
We haven't seen him since.
Shit out a bunch of terrible kids.
Yeah, right? Yeah, why is your semen so bad?
I am a fantastic actor, but my cum sucks.
Yeah, all your eggs spoiled there, Conn.
Space 14.
Well, I was actually talking about Arquette, but you know what, whatever.
I gotta go. My dad says yak on the phone is for pussies.
This, all of the dialogue is not suitable for 2018.
No. But also, it's also all exposition.
It is.
Because it all comes back at the end.
They're just like, screw.
There is no plot. Everywhere. It's just, here's what's gonna happen next.
No, we all just need to get to the triple cage.
Is that Mickey Rourke?
Let's get out of here. That's not the
key. Where he lived, right?
Yep.
With his Nintendo in 2008.
The one time Randy Duran was in a Nintendo game.
I mean, that's that him. That's
it so is good.
Much. Maybe we'll watch one.
So are we doing that before WrestleMania?
Oh, we should.
Gladly.
There you go. This is how these things come together.
Gladly.
A few beers and some random comments.
Mickey Rourke
think the king's a queen.
A king is definitely a queen.
No, that's definitely what
Kevin James.
Oh, did he just say that? Oh, I think he just asked. He's terrible.
Yeah, that guy should die.
Yeah. There was no joking in our sincerity.
Jimmy King!
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, I thought I'd stupid,
there?
Dumb,
Who's
dumb
there?
Callie.
Oh, jeez.
Stupid idiot.
Tell her she could sit in the back.
What happened?
Oh, you must be the nurse for what's on the pharmacy.
She's so early.
Leave my husband's medicine on the top stepper.
I mean, I'd say great audience, but we don't got a shitload of room down here.
No.
What's the matter with you? Why are you doing this?
It's us, man.
Why are you dressed like a chick?
Just give me the stuff or I'll crown you.
It's him. It's him.
Just give me the stuff, man. So he thought this was a drug deal.
He did think this was a drug deal.
Was he going to suck him off? He's dressed like a lady-ish.
I don't break your geeky necks.
Geeking necks. That's how we get around the fuck word. JMB, that is such old person liquor.
He threw that so lightly, and that shattered
the
window.
It also shattered the window, but didn't do anything to the blinds in front of the window.
Yeah. How much money you got?
Apparently, it was a real thing. He says Rude and Gable just beat Rezar of AOP and Scott Dawson.
Wait a minute. Okay. So was it a four-team match, or was it just
I think it was
a regular
just a tag
team
match,
and they just start... So they're just fucking with us at this point, right?
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We got nothing for the tag division. Right. Sorry, pal.
Yeah.
They're just drawing fucking
just
names out of a hat.
Just merge the divisions at this point.
Just going to give them the tag belts at this point. God damn. Jerry Lawler looks like shit.
It's a conspiracy. We know this isn't you. You're our king. This is just a disguise.
Come on, baby.
Hiding out from a couple people.
Love his
we
accent.
Understand you're hiding out from St.
All of the, you know, all of the things I said I about Joey Pants choices, freak. I love about Oliver Platt's.
You understand me? Mm-hmm. I made that damn league, and he knows it. I put the damn butts in the damn seats.
Yeah. Did he say he made the
He'd
league?
He done exploiting me, so he plots a massacre with his pack of sissies and kicks me out for good.
Plots a massacre.
That's what happened.
That is
massacre.
So unjust.
That sucks.
Is that a Southern thing?
Maybe.
Tweet us.
I mean, it's how it's spelled phonetically, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just trying.
Well, that explains the high school dropout stuff. See that character development?
Yeah.
This movie is fucking deep.
Even though my wife just left me and
holy
boys
shit.
Confined to a wheelchair.
You know goddamn well, in real life or an R-rated movie, those two would have been shot in the face the second they knocked on the window.
Yeah, right.
With a big gun.
We met your wife.
You
and she says
Ray?
That you left her.
With crabs. Well,
I don't remember it.
That wasn't how I remembered it.
Not in a wheelchair.
No, but his teeth are jacked up.
Good Lord.
Which has qualified him for the short bus.
Praise him and all his mercies. Piss off. 5 minutes are up. Get out.
Piss off. 5 minutes.
Wait. I said get out.
Just like a regular wrestling signing.
Can we
Do something for you. We can go on a beer run.
Sit down.
Run, right?
Sign your
a
picture.
Beer. Beer run for you.
Do the catchphrase. Get the fuck beer out of here and give me $20.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Jason.
Yeah.
Mock.
Yeah.
Ing.
Yeah.
Bird.
Is that a rubber?
Bird.
Or is it money?
Rum.
Money. They're going to go on a beer run.
A beer run? Well, I guess that's better than heroin.
You, and
you go. You must, you go on more of a heroin saunter.
I will rule you.
Than a run.
I mean, give us one.
He
I
was
will
definitely
going to
suck off the heroin guy.
Come on. Come on. Give us up.
He's in a dress.
Wow.
Yeah, please.
It is very.
How about this?
Yeah.
Come get the damn beer.
I'm not even going to follow up on that one. There's no need to try to one off that one. Nope. How you got that. You win. Points.
What do you mean?
Was it red or blue? Or...
Knocked
out. Periwinkle Blair.
Drunk Jimmy King in a dress. Okay, we're out of here.
Fucking Periwinkle Blair.
Periwinkle Blair!
Needs us now more than ever.
This movie is the year 2000.
It really is. I know, right? Where is LFO going to come out and just start banging? Singing about macaroni and cheese like normal dudes.
Thank you for getting me a box of beer.
Their song features a lyric about macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, and Chinese food made them sick.
Beer run?
Oh. The ring. Never happened.
I need the extended deleted scene of the beer run.
They were the light funky ones.
Oh my god. I'd rather
LFO. That's what
LFO stood for. I'd rather it stand for nothing.
You're the king.
I'd rather LFO just be a collection of
even better, though, it was the light funky ones and it was spelled L-Y-T-E.
No.
Wasn't that Conan and Rey Mysterio's group in WCW?
The
light funky ones?
No, they were animals. Filthy murderers.
That was just my boss group, as we mentioned earlier.
It's a circus show with dancers. Dancing clowns.
It was him and a bag of heroin.
Ben was in a rap group called First Degree
Funk. And this clown just got fired. That's all it is. No more wrestling, fellas.
It's nice that we can joke about this now.
Murdering. Yeah,
we are what?
Me,
11 years after it?
I ain't no king. There never was no king.
You guys remember
king.
When
the king is a fake
Chris
creation.
Benoit and Ja Rule
okay, I ain't
started
even
murdering.
A have been. I'm a never was.
Hasn't Ja Rule been through enough?
Murder.
No.
I'm done with you. Get out.
It must.
Why is y'all angry?
Come on.
What happened?
Because
besides
like,
the fact that we couldn't get Jerry Lawler in this
movie,
why we
yeah, that Fire Festival was a big deal.
Do you remember Ja Rule?
It was kind of like this, actually.
That's what WCW was in 2000,
this
the
movie,
Fire Festival.
The Fire Festival is the Ready to Rumble of music festivals.
Yes,
it is.
Correct.
How can you be phony if we believe in you?
Oh, wow. That's touching.
Yeah. Fuck off.
It's still real
time. Hey, shut up. There is acting happening.
Nerd.
How much longer is in this movie? Another four hours? Four and a half hours?
Like
well, this is actually the extended director's limited edition cut.
Thank yeah.
God. We get into
it's going to end tomorrow.
I'm not leaving until I watch every fucking blooper they got on
oh,
the
please.
Reel.
How long are credits usually? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You're
okay, so we got a little under an hour. Should be over right about 7.
Oh, I hope so.
Sting broke six bones in the neck with bat. So what'd you do? In 2 weeks, you came back and you ruled ass.
I will be right back.
You ruled
on,
ass.
Now Bill's leaving.
Come on, man. This is
you
nothing.
You know, back in 2000, I was ruling ass, too.
Oh, no. He's going to throw him in a figure four. Hey, that actually hurts.
Yeah, those do hurt.
Let go, or... Or what?
Oh.
Or I will rule you.
Oh! Oh! Catchphrases. Hey,
White socks and black loafers.
Slogans.
Oh.
There is a lot of room in that trailer.
Unbelievable size.
You ever been in a camper like that? It's not that fucking big.
Please, Crowdus!
You ever been in a dorm? They're never like movies.
No. Oh.
Like loft beds and shit. It's like, where the fuck are you?
You happy now?
It's like, I love staying in a third world country for 4 years.
Yeah, with cement walls like a fucking prison.
Oh, pour beer on him.
Originally, it was piss, pal.
Wakey.
Shit on him.
Guess what?
Jimmy King's
take
gonna have a huge
take me up on your arm and get one good swing and pound Sinclair.
You're gonna pound Sinclair?
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that story about Vince wanting Kane to have like a 3-foot cock in that movie they did, the horror one?
No.
See no evil? Oh, yeah. He was in the...
How would that have been relevant?
It wasn't. He just wanted it. It's one of those legendary fucking stories that has been told many times about that movie. The first scene, even.
What if Kane's dick?
He wanted a big 3-foot cock with an actual snapping head on it.
No, like a piranha plant?
Swear to God. Google that shit.
I would have watched that movie. Yeah, it's the opportunity. I would have watched that.
Yeah, I would have watched that.
I believe Coleman.
Sure.
I want to watch Kane.
The New York Arena?
Well, I mean, WCW couldn't play Madison Square Garden.
But they sold out.
Sold out. Plus, it is very 14 paid.
Yeah, right. And over 100 people
also,
in attendance that aren't friends and family.
Disco Inferno getting his...
Bam Bam Bigelow getting limo treat in 2000. God bless him. Here.
Keep it down, King. There's a better chance that Bam Bam Bigelow bought Ellen.
Bam Bam ECW in 2000?
No. ECW wasn't a thing in 2000.
It was.
It was.
They, they finished in 2001, just like WCW did.
Yeah.
Just
sit tight, King. Have you back on that throne in no time.
Get it?
Wow, this movie is one long shit joke.
Yeah.
This is fucking crazy.
Oh my goodness.
And more backstory on the Nitro Girls. Okay. They are sexy.
But they wear gigantic underpants.
That's large underpants.
Oh, the naked, naked thing.
That's not naked.
Not even close. Oh, see, that's...
Naked.
Better than the other way.
So this is where I'm believing that Gordy and Scotty Khan are like 4 years old.
Yeah.
Because they think that's naked.
Girls are more at the beach.
There's an there's an unrated version of this where they are.
Can I help you with anything?
Somewhere there.
You know, foreshadowing. Rose McGowan is the one stopping them from oogling at women now.
We're checking out the pipes that go through the wall.
And now she's doing it in real life.
She once wore a slinky to the VMAs, so that's weird. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
That was her Marilyn Manson phase, which we've all been through once in our lives.
I didn't bang Marilyn Manson.
Oh, so I'm the only one at the table.
That lovely young lady decided to.
Because, you know,
so
DDP just comes to work all gimmicked up.
Can I tell you how happy it makes me that Jeff Jarrett's not this
start tight on the belt, then reveal us pulling back, all right?
About time you put the strap on me, Titus.
Anybody's better than Jimmy King, even you.
This is great dialogue.
Look at that guy.
Not only that, but I mean, again, talk about exposing the business. DDP just said, thank you for giving me the championship.
That's what these kids think about.
Hey, let me tell you something about these kids, all right? They're morons. They love who I tell them.
Again, written by WCW.
Hey,
who is this guy?
I will rule you.
He is Eric Bischoff's sister.
It's unbelievable! This dude's in charge.
I'm more interested in who the large midget is next to him.
The large midget.
Look at him.
So.
Oh wow.
Paige, what do you
who's that new tag team that just came up from NXT?
Yeah, he does. He looks like that guy. Yeah, little meatballs.
I pissed my pants when Alexa Bliss was doing her little thing, and he came out going, "Pretty lady." I fucking lost my ever loving. I had to pause.
I'm gonna kidnap you,
pretty lady. Like that is awesome.
You're gonna disappear under mysterious circumstances.
Oh, not sure, baby.
Oh.
I think I wore that this weekend.
You did wear that shirt this weekend.
While hey, no rules in a casino, pal.
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, we were totally just
Roadhouse. So this is supposed to be a real fight, but it is totally working.
Hey, it's Nitro. We're live, babe.
Pin him!
I'm pretty sure that if you actually put a toilet seat around DDP's head, he would stab you.
Yeah.
He'd also find a way to make that toilet seat into a better person. That just made you a
shithouse. He seems like a Jersey stabby type.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sure. You know, while also being a wonderful human being. Oh, nice. Guys.
Wow, what a sliding head scissors.
That is a sexy Scotty Hahn head scissors.
Yeah. These two assholes just come out of nowhere.
Bigelow lived in that suit.
Oh, we're not going to give Bam Bam any lines, though, right? Because that'd be a bad idea.
And Van Hammer getting more exposure than he did on Nitro.
Hopefully, Pig Friend Ham there.
How did that happen?
All you got!
The crowd goes mild.
Oh, a double axe handle to the noggin.
Versus the hardcore title?
As a finisher, by the way.
Why?
This isn't the hardcore title. Jimmy
King. Where did the ref come from? What is happening?
This isn't the...
Why are the Nitro Girls there? They're never there during the show. They're just commercial breaks.
No!
This is how wrestling works.
Yeah.
That was unsanctioned. And per the bylaws of the WCW, that belt cannot
of
be
the
passed.
WCW.
You give me what's mine,
the World Championship Wrestling.
You can't win by ambushing your opponent.
He's right.
Match, Disco Inferno being that extra trying to get on camera.
Match, I think I just saw Booker T.
Disco Inferno is in this movie.
Oh, he's right there. He's all about being right there.
Win. He didn't even have to win.
Well, he's not.
How have they not been arrested?
Matt, I couldn't watch this in theaters. All you have I couldn't imagine.
I did.
I saw
this. Oh, we get
live comments.
Oh, what are we saying?
Matt can't believe anybody would actually see this movie in theaters.
Yeah. I saw this in theaters.
So did I.
People are talking about
the movie guys saw it in theaters.
Yeah, right.
We had hope. We lost it very quickly.
Be able to wrestle again.
It's a deal.
Whoa, you got
it's a
Matt.
Deal. Whoa,
why did that been shot or taped?
Why are we making real? So
why they made a match?
But this one's gonna be on the up.
But also, they're trying very hard to get crowd shots of people getting excited, and it's not working. Which means this was actually shot in a Nitro.
You can only ask, can only ask people to do so much for a free ticket to Nitro, Mike.
With the king in his motor castle.
What is happening?
They're having a party under
at his motor castle.
Why are we playing jump around?
Fuck this movie.
Jump around.
She's still in her gimmick.
Jump around was a fun addition to Mrs. Doubtfire in 1994. Oh,
I mean, granted, I'm gonna keep saying it. Rose McGowan is an attractive woman.
I'm Gordy.
Oh yeah, no arguing.
Saw you in that brawl tonight. Pretty awesome.
But we don't need to listen to her talk.
You got a beer?
Yeah. This one's all rubbed up. Here you go.
Thanks.
Also, who is that guy?
I got
that was James Caan's other son, Bert.
Really? Which one? Is it this one?
This is a real conversation.
That one?
No,
oh
this
my
one.
God! You're both bad at flirting.
Whose car is that? They're fucking up because clearly they're it's not theirs.
Yeah,
that's
it's
my
white
favorite.
Snakes.
It's definitely white snakes.
They're really sweet and masculine. I really like how you stood up to the creep Sinclair tonight.
Yeah, well, we did it for that guy right there.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy's
the best.
He's drinking straight gasoline.
You see that guy throwing his life away before our very eyes? We did it for him.
You know that guy pounding that jug of Carlo Rossi?
Oh my God, looks at my uncle.
Oh, all the Nitro girls came. Dan, Disco, and Booker T.
This is actually where Booker and Carmelo's wedding was.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know?
Oh, and
why?
The girls who wore breakaway skirts.
They're
and
like so close to being hot, it's just big, giant underpants every time.
People think I'm sexy. I think you're sexy.
Oh, no,
me. Mean Gene, really, I do.
Mean Gene, I think you're sexy, baby.
I'll fuck you, Gene.
You need to get some head Gene.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
Fuck Gene.
What is he doing? This isn't even a proper cocktail.
It's a protein shot.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Not the kind he wanted to give Mean Gene, either.
I think that's how they made my Mai Tai this weekend.
That is how...
that's how it reacted.
That goblet of Mai Tai...
Isn't that the fourth Harry Potter book?
The Goblet of Mai Tai.
What the fuck is this?
He fell down an exposed manhole cover.
Comedy!
You know, like we were playing Sega Genesis's Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles.
I'm gonna say it.
God. The movie's not good.
All right, pal, I saw this great cartoon. Bugs Bunny fell down a well. We're gonna do that shit.
Right? Found him in train. What if we had one guy paint a tunnel on a wall?
Thank you. Good luck.
That's not a real tunnel.
They also just talked shop with the New York City sewer department.
The fucking
you got
guy.
A major fight. You got major responsibilities.
Look, I got
it's not a working tunnel, pal.
I sucker punched Craig last.
Gotcha.
It could never happen again. It was a flip.
How can you say that?
Why are you still wet?
We got you.
Did they just get him out of the tunnel?
Huh? They just got him out of the sewer.
12 hours later.
I'm gonna get you a trainer. Trainer.
Why didn't he just go ladder?
It's too hard.
I don't need a trainer. I need a safe house, baby. Or a new identity from the FBI. Or a fast car.
This guy's, down to his last dollar.
I need a safe house.
Come on, baby. I got a sure thing on a horse. I can't lose.
Do you got another trough of Carlo Rossi, baby?
My body's got this way of knowing what basketball team's going to win based on how hot the head cheerleader is.
Oh, fuck.
We've never failed.
Because that's our mission.
God damn.
We're on a mission from God, but it's like... You know,
you know what? I'm just reading his shirt. That's a 2000 reference. Good
Mr.
job.
King.
Hi, my name is Slim Shady.
No.
Yep.
Jimmy King.
Gordy Boggs.
Is the best wrestler.
By the way. Oh, this is a song.
He's the bestler. Better than
see,
all the wrestler.
He's got class.
He's really
Rumble?
Fast.
Did we miss it for this?
He'll rule that ass.
the United States title?
Jimmy. On the pre-show? Jimmy.
King. It's not finished. We're still kind of working on that end part.
Oh, my God.
And there he goes. Oh, here we go.
Nate Starkin and
Surprise, don't worry.
Somebody has to Google that reference for us.
The Tony Stark joke.
No, that's good movies.
Oh, no.
Those you can find on Stryker Cinema Stories on NewAgeInsider.com.
Yeah. Core's going to be late.
Well, we were working this weekend-ish.
Follow was so good.
Oh, that was so fucking good.
Oh, my God, there's a murder.
Three words for you, baby.
We had a wheel of cheese lit on fire this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
And now we're here with you all.
I'm so mad. I was like, I didn't get a picture of it on my phone. Too bad I wasn't recording it in 4K.
Right. Nakamura won.
How was that doorbell not comically gimmicked to be like an electrical shock
that
one?
That guy that was in stuff.
Sal Bandini. Want to wrestle?
Ew. Sal Bandini. That guy's going to finger all your butts. There's no way your butts leave unfingered.
Stu Hart?
Yeah. This is definitely supposed to be Stu Hart.
Once again, how is this not written by Vince McMahon?
So this is the fella you call him, huh?
Yeah. So then we got Stu Shump and stretch these fuckers.
You're big, you're tough. Exactly. Diddly shit about real wrestling. Always worried. What?
Tell me I'm
TV
wrong.
Time and
tell me this isn't written by Vince McMahon.
I think it's Vince Russo because Mr. Bandini, he's, you can tell this is one of those things that had to be Vince Russo because
but we
the
know.
Person didn't write this bad on purpose. This was effort bad, which is real bad.
All right, whackers, go home.
Did he just molest us?
Yep,
oh,
yeah.
But
yep,
remember what I told you. Apply pressure until you hear cartilage snap.
Rusev lost.
Or they crap in their pants.
That's also how he describes masturbation.
Yeah. Cartilage.
Apply pressure to the cartilage snapping your shit in your pants.
What are you doing when you're jerking it to the cartilage be involved?
Show me one of your fancy moves.
His memories are weird.
Nakamura won.
Yes, Rusev lost. Rusev lost.
Yeah, that's how that would
well,
work.
Well, that would make sense.
That's what I said right when I came down here. You didn't hear me say that?
No.
Tap out, punk.
And they said Cena's out, Strowman's in for the Rumble.
Old man, right spirit. Oh. Wrong old man to be messing with.
Yeah. Why couldn't they both be?
Yeah, do we really?
They said Cena's out due to injuries suffered from Drew McIntyre. So it's a story thing.
Oh, so he's going to get Drew McIntyre out of the face,
King. The crazy old bastard was going to kill me.
Yeah, but he's
the next of the immortals.
The next level is.
King, he's an old man.
It's tough to believe in that, isn't it?
It just makes it seem like the slogan of Mount Olympus.
It is, actually.
The showcase. Oh.
Oh, what a bump.
You know, kicking me was right. Seeing if I was okay is wrong. Lesson one. Possum ain't dead till it's scraped off the road.
You know what's funny?
Is that a t-shirt of the Statue of Liberty doing the thing right before John Cena does You Can't See Me?
It is.
It's pre-five knuckle shuffle.
Jimmy King was wearing the shirt that Bruce debuted in on Raw.
Buenos nachos, señorita.
Corey, I didn't know you spoke Spanish.
Yeah, I took it in high school a bunch of times.
It's funny because he's stupid. Because he's a wrestling fan.
You want to bang?
Yeah, you want to bang pretty loud?
You again, wanna, you I wanna, think I wore that shirt this weekend.
You wore that shirt this weekend, too.
Funny, I was carrying a bunch of bananas as well.
Yeah,
but for a different reason.
He went bananas.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Great.
Get it, he went bananas.
I did.
Yeah. Come on in.
Banana.
Wow.
I am a banana.
Yeah.
Banana.
And it's funny because they match her dress.
Yeah. Well.
They really went all out with the soundtrack on this one, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, you're so vain.
You're so vain.
I'm going with a Nitro girl. Didn't make this kind of money.
No.
Got him a coach.
Provided. Where are we again?
New York.
Yeah, no. Fuck that.
A coach. Really?
There's no way.
Do I know?
No.
What an idiot.
Sal Bandini, you heard him?
No. No, I don't think I know him.
She's a Nitro girl.
Yeah, she's not a wrestler.
Yeah, she didn't actually know she was on a wrestling show.
In 2000, girls weren't allowed to wrestle.
Really,
no. Really awesome moves.
Awesome moves, huh?
She's already ready to bang this dude.
I'd love you to show me.
He is special needs. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is like if Tom Green wasn't joking around.
Well, I got some moves.
You know what I mean?
It's true.
Are you sure?
I'm not good with chopsticks, but I use a fork, sure? Motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you ever eaten with other people before?
Oh.
Little hip toss.
He also doesn't understand foreplay.
That was a snapmare.
That was not a snapmare.
That was not a snapmare.
Snapmare's a head-based move.
The bedroom.
That's a bed.
I meant, why don't we wrestle in here?
Why would you be attracted to him? Are you a spy?
I'd clearly.
I'd wrestle you in here.
Yeah?
It's Harriet.
She has to be, right?
Why boy. Would there be a spy?
Whoa. Yeah.
Jesus, she loves herself.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom Green.
I will now unveil my secret weapons.
Yeah, oh! See, that's terrific.
Foreign objects!
What the hell?
Oh, God!
Oh, God damn it.
It's an unacceptable reaction.
That is not bright.
You are over 18.
John and I are helping Jimmy King reclaim his lost glory.
Is he, though?
He has to be, right?
I mean, he King's did just punch her just in the jaw.
Yeah, that's he's stupid.
Also, it wasn't even like, really, I'm going to really put a wrestling move on you. I'm not a virgin. He just assaulted a woman in the face for showing her him
his
tits.
Sorry about missing the state trooper's exam. I'm sure there's another one coming up that you can force me to take.
Wait, that's your fridge. Why?
He's shooting his fridge.
Why is it leaking?
Orange juice.
Is there shit in it?
Is your fridge
five minutes
filled with
shit joke? That feels like it's too long.
Oh, okay.
It has to.
This is John Cena's cameo.
You think so, Boopy?
Yeah.
Well, see, he's right there. You can't see him, though.
Shout out to Funko Pop. You see that?
Clever as fuck.
Oh, there he is. Our friend. We know him. We love him.
No, I do.
Listen, we would,
right, William Jefferson Goldberg.
Little did he know that we would be his guests later in a Hall of Fame for a different company.
Do you know Bill Goldberg's real middle name?
Jefferson.
Scott.
Oh, hey, Big Bill Goldberg. What are you doing, baby? I didn't know you're in town. You're looking jacked.
He's eating cars.
What's going on? Why are you here?
How do you talk to somebody?
What are you doing here? Preparing for your execution?
Oh, great acting.
Don't think I have a chance?
Get real, Jimmy. Sinclair's extremely pissed off, and he's going to make an example out of you.
I'm pretty sure all the actors got together and said, this script sucks, let's just read the words and get through it.
Goldberg just told you you're a piece of shit. And knowing how good Goldberg is, I mean something.
You puked on me.
The audience liked it.
I was your partner.
Hey.
That sounds like an excellent match, actually.
I made you. One for me, you'd be nothing.
Yeah. Again, though.
Wow.
Wasn't that like a 1998 Legion of Doom angle?
Yeah. Mr.
King, pooping tag team partner got drunk and fell off the apron and puked or
you
something
are,
like that.
His
Majesty needs you in the
Ole Anderson.
Look, guys, I used to look up to Jimmy just like you.
I used to look up to Jimmy.
He let me down.
Ole Anderson.
That would imply Goldberg watched wrestling as a kid.
He's
a
changed man. Which he didn't.
Why would I watch the show, Paul?
So I can watch that leprechaun friend, turn into a
right?
demon.
And
why would I watch?
Turn your back on a friend.
I'm a champion of a thing I could care less about. It's
sorry, guys.
Of the WCW.
It would be like if I was like the commissioner of soccer. I'd be like, I guess if you want, but I don't. Care. I don't care.
Guess
if you
want.
If you're gonna give me,
I don't know. What's the vacation time look like?
Yeah, if you're gonna get it, keep pay me to show
is he
up.
Watching
I just don't care about soccer or whether or not soccer even succeeds. I hope you know that.
Oh, fuck soccer.
How? Oh, they're on a fire escape, I guess. That would make sense.
Oh, these are the most inconspicuous cat burglars ever.
I think that they're...
This movie's been on
He's
two.
In wrestling.
Feels that way, doesn't it?
Oh, it's Perry Saturn and Sid Vicious. This is going to go well.
Maybe cover up your nuclear hair there, Sid.
I know. It's like Blight from Captain Planet.
Naturally.
We're gonna go ahead and assume it was you. The description's an 8-foot blonde man, and we haven't found a single other one in the city. So.
Funnily enough, it was in Sid's
with a jerry curl.
Wear sleeves.
Yeah, you look like a poodle.
Salamandini, wanna wrestle?
Kick him in the face. No? Okay.
Oh, that's Sid's broken foot.
Oh, this feels... this feels improbable.
Yeah.
Because they also know how to wrestle.
Yep. Oh, these are professional wrestlers.
Yep.
Who's your daddy, bitch?
Oh, jeez.
Who sent you?
St. Clair! He wants to stay away from King!
Todd.
You tell your boss
Todd sent
them.
Kill me all day.
Louis Anderson?
You know.
Oh, that chair shot. It really.
Harry Saturn rolled pretty quick.
Did that guy not have an eyeball? Why is everybody's ailment so.
Poor Sal.
Poor Sal. Didn't he win the fight?
It's wrestling based espionage. I'll stay here for a while.
Yeah.
He's got multiple
crimes.
Crime.
Do you have any questions? Can we see him?
It's just the, I'm gonna get that would be finger. The level of like quality of this movie is it'd be in a police station. It'd be crime with a line through it. That's how you know the cops mean business.
We caught the perp. He was arrested for crime.
Yeah, for crime. And we specifically said no crime. The red line means no.
I'm wasting my time at the hospital.
Oh, this segment's brought to you by Minute Maid and Coca-Cola.
Oh, or Fruitopia. And other. What was it? What's the
Independence Day.
Yeah,
all sport.
Fruitopia.
All
sport. Boku.
Yeah. I don't know Boku.
It was like a canned fruit drink.
Boku? And Butterfinger, apparently.
So he's fruit finding out that the girl that he likes.
What happened though? I missed the riveting plot.
She's working for Sinclair and is you did great. Pretending to like Gordy because he's an idiot. Head Nitro
Girl sound. I thought she already was Head Nitro Girl.
So this movie's just action packed with original ideas.
Yeah.
And I'm crapping tapioca.
Oh, crapioca.
I feel like a kid again.
More shit jokes.
This is incredible.
Don't worry about it.
It could have been produced by Charmin. It might have been.
You know, of all the product placement we've seen in this movie, how did they not have a toilet paper sponsorship on that truck?
Jump all over there, right? And then have like the Charmin bear be like, I know what to do.
I got this.
No one ever expects you to attack the strongest part of the fort. Up the middle. That's where the action
They would have him too doped up to have this monologue. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, he would have died when Sid Vicious beat him up.
Harry Saturn might just would have stabbed him.
Sid broke you in half like his leg.
Yeah, Sid friend. Vicious at the time was 11 feet tall, 375 tons. Right?
It's amazing how a break takes 3 inches off your legs.
His hair was brought to you by the good people at Brillo.
my favorite. Butterfingers. You know, the slogan.
Yeah.
Bart Simpson.
Yeah, right?
Back to basics.
Nobody better lay a Lego of my ego, Chris. Is that it?
Butterfingers. Lego my ego. Butterfingers.
Guys, breaking news.
What? Whoa.
Next week, Halftime Heat returns.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Next Sunday is a 6-man tag match. It looks like it's Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream, and Ricochet against Gargano, Ciampa, and Adam Cole.
Oh, cool.
Yay!
What? I guess we can thank Fox for that money,
what's
huh?
What's the matter with you? What did Sal just say?
Yay!
It's about what's in here.
Where is it going to be? Network?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Crushed my butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
God damn, Scotty.
Oh, he laid a finger on that butterfinger.
There it is. That's the slogan. Thank you, Bill.
So much stuff.
She is attractive.
He's gonna make it.
I was distracted. I'm sorry.
It's more than I can say for the two of us.
What's going on, Gordy?
We're going back to basics.
I mean. It's kind of funny that they have D.P. as one of the main bad guys, but they recast his wife with Rose McGowan. Just say Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Not Jeff Jarrett. Again, Kid Rock, how was this not written by WWE?
I know. Oh, Twin Towers, never forget.
I can't believe this song was out.
Also, the first episode of No, You're Crazy.
Thursday,
speak to the Twin Towers.
I can't believe I'm going to listen to that show. That sounds fantastic.
I'm really excited. You
know, that sounds all kinds
really,
of fun.
I really am excited.
What is the first topic?
I haven't decided yet. It's going to be between aliens or just it's aliens or JFK. I haven't decided.
Whatever's on the brain when you wake up.
Yeah. It's aliens or JFK. I haven't decided.
Where are we going, King?
I'm guessing it's going
to
be you.
He's got to say, I'm sorry to my kid.
I want to ease the people into
Start
it.
Strong.
I want to ease the people in there.
Hello, Eugenia.
I have no opinions on Area 51, but I bet we can do an hour on it.
Oh, I can.
Everybody's just kicking him in the bastard. Nuts and shitting all over
him. Well, he gives every woman crabs. Wouldn't you go for the balls?
Let me help you up.
I guess I deserve that.
Oh, I mean, do I gotta say it? I wore that fucking shirt this weekend too.
Yeah, but yours was blue.
It was. It was sexy as fuck. It's my dice shirt.
It's your dice shirt.
He has the same shirt, wears it on his show.
Oh, that's
completely by accident. I didn't. I saw it after I owned it.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Notice I refrained from doing an impression.
What the hell you think is coming back here?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Not exactly sure.
There's already one bad thing happening. I don't need another.
Like, Richard Petty ran a stock car into my balls going 400 miles an hour.
Southern reference.
Yeah. And then his son's gonna kick
him. Look what the rat puked up. Oh, Jesus. You mean cat, son, don't you? I ain't your son. Look, Frankie.
Is Chip still here?
That is no way to clip fingernails. I
can't say I was sorry. Too late.
What is with his teeth?
It looks like he's had braces for so long.
No, hey, son. Son, I mean, how you doing? It's good to see you.
He ate a shovel.
Eugenia. Cool. Eugenia, please.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty badass, but you know.
I'm sorry that I took off.
Surprisingly, it was a consolation prize. Eating the shovel.
Really? Although the Big Dipper's a consolation prize.
First place.
You can fry ice good year tire.
The Little Dipper's a constellation.
What's good coming back here and saying you're sorry? What are you gonna do about it?
What am I going to do?
Get it?
No, I get it.
Oh, well, what'd they win, Jenny? Oh, spruce up your pants with Orion's belt. It's a constellation prize.
I'm going to pay off all my
debt. I got it. I was there with you. I was here, then I was there.
You can hold up your belt. Your pants.
I'm going to get that boy. Orion's
with Orion's pants.
Hold up your belt with Orion's pants. Look up in the sky. Oh. It's Orion's slacks.
This movie, like, went into first gear real hard.
Yeah.
We did not need that extra little backstory of Chip with his son and his dentist.
Yeah. Hopefully it's in last gear.
This is definitely
back
a
to Wyoming. Okay.
They cool. were in Wyoming.
Oh, wow. Over in New York for a minute. Where the Nitro Girls have penthouse apartments.
Yeah, we know. You looked it up.
Thank you, Google Maps.
You're the real hero here.
Surprisingly, they used a real town. I think the city of Cheyenne, Wyoming, has written this movie off.
Yeah, this movie wasn't set in Slam-a-Bama.
The weirdest part is stumbling upon those nuns driving from Wyoming to Florida.
Yeah.
It's like corner to corner.
No back talk. His dad is the worst creepy.
Why are we supposed to care about his dad so much? I don't.
Well, it just can't be a wrestling movie.
What did he do?
It should have been.
I mean, I agree.
Where are your parents? Because his
be a cop,
Jimmy King?
Jimmy Conn. No Scott Conn.
Scott Conn?
No Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Conn.
The sausage guys in this movie.
But I'm destined for other
At
things.
At this point, I think he was in Las Vegas.
Following my dream.
Sausage
well, your dream is stupid.
Jimmy Conn.
Oh,
Jimmy
no.
Dean.
Just because it's your dream.
Also, this is shot with a fisheye.
Abe Froman, motherfucker.
Abe Vigoda's in Good
The Sausage King of Chicago.
When you gonna give me some Abe Vigoda?
Abe Vigoda was in Good Burger.
Yes,
and Goodfellas. Godfather.
Yeah, Goodfellas.
Godfather.
He was in
just
good,
like Scott Conn.
He was
just
good,
his dad.
Goodfellas and Good Burger.
Well, Scott Conn was. He was just in his
just a good guy.
Good Morning America.
Hey.
Hi, baby.
Did you know that my
Vietnam?
Dad was in
Good Morning?
Gordy, come on. We need your brother. Let's go. Gordy.
No, I got
to. You can speak at full volume right now. There's no need to whisper. Nobody's
somebody
watching.
Somebody do something.
What are you going to do?
Really?
Yeah. Bill's going to
CGI a Muppet into this fucking movie and make it better.
Bill's just going to tweet the C word and see what happens.
Cancer.
Calligraphy.
Oh, I can't.
Caligula.
Kookaburra.
Now we're talking. That's a movie we gotta watch.
We should watch Caligula.
Watch along to Caligula.
We'll get banned for we'll get banned for two lifetimes.
Let's pause
Twitch
during the orgy scenes and really have a discussion.
The movie's also like it's like 11 hours of.
It's also produced by Penthouse Magazine.
Yeah.
with extra hardcore.
Ooh.
They're like, there were certain times when the director's like, I don't think we should do this. And then they were told. They
Malcolm McDowell took days off and realized they inserted his dick into vaginas.
Oh.
Have you ever watched it?
I own it.
I've never seen it.
I own it.
I've heard nothing but
crazy ass
things, but I've never seen it.
I'm not even joking.
I'm not surprised. I've seen your collection.
Yeah. Sorry. And it is part of it.
I own it. How dare you ask me if I've seen it?
Mike doesn't have a shelf of DVDs. He has a room of DVDs.
I literally have a library.
It's like that scene in Beauty and the Beast,
but with DVDs.
She was until she realized you can't read movies.
Okay.
and I said, it's okay, you're French. I get it.
Took her a month and a half, but then it really started to click.
Join the King's Men posse.
She went through all of them in 20 minutes because she just could read the description.
Is this one also shiny? Exactly.
This is just such a waste of time.
Oh, this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Hell, this guy.
Everybody knows wrestling's fake.
Holy crap, is this almost over?
Wrestling's not fake.
It's predetermined.
That feel fake?
I don't know, he sold the shit out of that forearm.
That would not feel good.
What are they wrestling on? Are those couch paddings?
We are Satan Siamese twins!
You guys jerking each other off right now?
You guys aren't really Siamese twins, are you?
Well, yeah.
Oh. Waka waka.
Waka waka.
Sorry.
Where is
this? Is the kids' bop of We Got You? You're not going to take it?
Yeah. The kids' bop, bop.
They're going to be live at Mohegan Sun.
They really are.
Can we go?
Kids' bop live.
There was a weird amount of children at that casino this weekend.
Oh, man. How have we not gotten to the triple cage of death with Sting?
Fireman Fred.
I haven't even seen Sting
yet. I'm Fireman Fred, and I'm going to hose ya!
Yeah.
Is this what's where Dane Cook comes in the waffler? Right? Or is
that
something
that's
else?
That's Mystery Men.
Oh, gotcha, okay. Well, that was terrible as well, so...
Ew. Oh, gross.
It's funny because it's Wyoming.
Last but not least.
Is that why? Yeah. is that why?
Hello, darling. I'm afraid we really need to take people
take a top
who can
off,
help
baby.
Us in Vegas.
My friend,
told you.
Okay.
Told you. Is that her? Oh, it's a part of the thing.
Okay. I thought she was overgrown.
Her vagina, Mike? Yes, it is.
She's going to get crabs.
I was referring more to the
her vagina
there.
Jungle.
Me too.
She's going to get crabs too.
Well, she's with Jimmy King, baby. That's what you get.
Yeah.
Parting gift.
You ready for Vegas?
Some guys
tomorrow?
Give a gold pin. I give them crabs.
Oh, jeez. Like 80% of this movie.
It was great for me, baby.
Does it help you know that I finished?
Thank you.
I
came, honey bunch, so that'll get you through the night, I bet.
Punch.
Book him, Dano.
See you now. Bye. Hey, Sean. I saw you on TNT. What was New York like?
It was good. It was fun. You know, I'm not much of a big city fella. And my heart's right here in the lost.
God, you just got back from New York. Okay. Stop talking about big city shit like you've never been.
Yeah, right. And I saw a building big as the sky.
You literally just partied with all of the WCW.
But you had sex with the Metamucil lady.
What?
Wait, what?
She did go on to become a commercial actress.
Is she?
Yeah.
I got you something.
What else is she in?
The Metamucil commercial.
I don't think I know that one, but if she
I
looks familiar.
I don't know that one.
Thank you.
Oh, Hard Rock Cafe. Faced. Nice.
It's the classiest restaurant in all of New York.
Hard Rock Cafe. They drove a car right into the side of the building, baby.
You can go in.
It's very convenient when it's raining.
You can go and take a look at Sting's pants.
It's going to drive me crazy. I need to look her up.
The singer, not the
oh, that's right, because wrestling, yeah, they got one too. I keep forgetting about him. Yeah.
It's really funny because the wrestler has just at Sting.
You know who that chick might be? That might be the 1-800.
Doesn't wrestling Sting own the name and the other one?
Remember
or is it vice versa?
I would assume Sting Borden owns Sting.
Because there was some kind of like, you had a, he, one of them had a license from the other thing.
Singer was way first.
I just can't thank
but,
you enough.
But I want to say the wrestler copyrighted. All
right. Okay.
Yeah, because
there's a weird story that I probably Googled on like the dark web that.
Because
it told me that?
Because
Wikipedia said it, but I think I might have wrote it also.
Singer is way first.
Oh, absolutely. But that doesn't mean he was smart legally.
Absolutely correct. He was
too
busy having sex for a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see Saving Mr. Banks?
Yeah.
She was Walt Disney's assistant.
Oh, okay.
That's where I know her from.
Okay. And the Metamucil.
Sure.
So she's done stuff.
And the Metamucil.
Should we live watch the Meta Music commercial?
I mean, yeah, it's bonus features. I think it's on this fucking DVD.
There's more plot development.
I'm just hoping this is over in 13 minutes.
This dude straight up just gets out naked. Both of them naked.
Ooh, yeah.
WCW.
Wrestling.
Like. Thank you. Where's her pants?
Oh!
Like, his pants are in the RV. So are hers.
Ass juice.
Oh, talk about.
Why aren't we all happy about this? None of you got picked to go to Vegas.
Why wouldn't you just let her go with you?
How do they all just stick around?
Oh, MGM Grand, home of Double or Nothing.
Ooh.
That's true.
It doesn't look like that anymore.
No, it doesn't. They used to have a big giant lion in the front.
They did.
And they had to take it away because the Chinese high rollers wouldn't enter the mouth of a lion.
And is that right?
Is that true?
That is 100% true. So, yeah, it is the, like, it's very unlucky to go through the mouth of a lion.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
just ask Siegfried.
Yeah, I bet every fucking, I bet you fucking every zebra on Earth would agree Sting. With that.
Oh, I love Steve.
Plan to have any future at all.
But, yeah, they had a big giant lion.
Because wrestling locker rooms actually look like Broadway dressing rooms.
Yeah, like, right. they're disgusting the force.
Yeah. This guy loves his fucking bearskin jackets.
Thank you.
We're ready for you.
Well, the big
places
twist,
in 10 minutes, Sting.
The big plot twist is that he's also from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Sting?
No, this guy dances with wrestlers.
Oh.
Over here.
I'm still going Navajo Bischoff.
It can be both.
Navajo Hogan.
Look at this fucking pimp. I want that suit.
Ooh.
Where did you get that?
I want all of that suit.
And with what money? You have that suit. Oh, but not
his,
that hat.
He obviously got it from his fucking dad.
Thank you. You're looking good.
Emma?
And someday we'll come. When
are you ready?
He's trying to squeeze out that ass juice.
Look, here's the thing. We can't go through any toll booths.
I have bad history.
I have PTSD.
Okay, baby, just get me off the toilet.
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
why did you drag me here?
Because he sent the tickets.
And Jesus welcome Christ. To One Man Suicide.
So
tonight,
we can't say that in 2018.
So his parents, who hate him,
is on the line.
Came from Wyoming or wherever hell he was from.
One Man Suicide.
Is on the line. That,
so it could be just called suicide.
Will that be an assisted suicide?
It's just suicide.
Now, has there been, like, a show going on before this, or is this just a one
Nitro show? Girl's been dancing for 47 hours.
Yeah. I wish that they would do the triple cage one more time.
Come on down and get it!
This is the first wrestling match that's on the up.
Yeah, this is the first one.
Gotcha. Which is on top of another cage, which is yet on top of another cage.
I'm assuming this is a pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's in Vegas.
WCW loves sparklers.
So is the double
two warriors.
Is that a pay-per-view?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, it's a pay-per-view.
One belt.
Excuse me?
Okay. Come on down.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh. It's time.
Michael Buffer?
For the WCW
about 30 grand on your fucking budget.
Main
the Undertaker!
Championship of the World!
They really did bring him in.
Coming to the ring first.
Yep.
From Marietta, Georgia.
They had money to piss
Dribble
away.
Cage.
And they pissed every
you
drop.
You watch my back! Keep that posse on standby!
That's what I just heard.
Keep it on ice and keep it on standby.
No way to talk about Rose McGowan and the Nitro Girls.
I'd like to think that's how.
Keep their pussy on standby.
I'd like to think that's how Kid Rock talks to the women before he hits the stage.
Keep that pussy on standby.
You bitches, keep that pussy on standby.
What is happening?
I'll be back.
Again. So
I said, watch out for the pyro.
More proof that WWE wrote this. That was a Jeff Hardy bit. Didn't he catch on fire once?
Probably.
I'm going to say yes.
Taker did, too.
Yeah, but that was by accident.
They fucking...
Jeff Hardy was being artistic.
They gave Triple H fucking horrible burns when they doused him in that fucking...
Well, he just loves
ice.
To fuck
ice.
With dry ice. I'm sorry. That's just a bad day, bad time all day.
Imagine having to wrestle with that shit just burning into your skin all day.
In your stomach, too.
To make the trip.
That dude is one tough son of a bitch.
He literally... Yeah, I mean, that was terrible. And he just kind of grabbed whatever the fuck that talcum powder or whatever it was. All right, let's do this.
Oh,
I'd be like crying and be like, cancel the show. I'm fucking
And that's
home.
After the dude has wrestled with a torn quad twice.
And the what a loser.
And what didn't world. He just tear his shoulder?
But he's killing the Ladies business, man.
Like, what happened in Crown Jewel? Seriously, we don't talk about this.
His pec? Wasn't
yeah. Tore his pec. I mean, he bruised like 90% of his body.
But he like tore his pectoral muscle in like the first two minutes and then proceeded to wrestle The Undertaker.
Didn't him and Shawn Michaels die that night?
And yeah.
The opening bell, and you can feel and the electricity and the emotion in this great arena.
I am going to tap out and put on the Royal Rumble upstairs.
It's already on.
It's okay.
All right.
I'm going to
spit. You can't spit. You can't spit. It's a cage match. I'm guessing spitting's at least allowed. What's the paper we got, by the way?
Royal Bash.
Fuck off. They're not even trying.
Scott, it's bad.
Come on, King. Let me give you a
this
hand,
This movie
buddy.
Could be so hey. Much better.
Fuji dust.
Idiot. That stuff doesn't work.
Mr. Fuji's racist salt.
Yeah, you just fucking exposed that,
down
too.
Is a pussy.
Okay. Yeah, he did that this weekend as well. Yes. While
up
at Mohegan Sun made a Royal Ready to Rumble reference without just having any...
In the year 2019.
Yes. Boy, Kanan's getting fucked up.
But who's that other masked wrestler?
I don't know.
Oh, who is that?
I'm
going
to go with the writing being
Come
Toilet
on,
Crown.
Smack him around like a toothless crap.
She hasn't changed in a month.
That bitch is just sitting on that couch waiting for wrestling.
And now she's drinking, like, Miller High Life Orange.
Come on! 4 minutes are coming out! Of course, it's
this
DDT's
is as overbooked
goons.
As the WCW show, too. So.
Sid is very carefully gingerly running down the ramp. Tommy Dreamer spot. I guess it'd be
talking
about.
Yeah.
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 Oh, it's his son.
Why did he stop?
Oh, it's
Why
Master Blaster from
stop?
Thunderdome.
What's going on here? He just stopped and
he What's up, baby?
Why do you have a son that looks like he could be your age contemporary?
Paying you back.
How do you know how to wrestle?
Oh, terrible close.
It was a shit close. He doesn't know how to wrestle.
You're right.
And it all started
the whole point is to
son.
Get it to the top of that thing,
how
right?
do you know it's his son?
Yeah.
So what the fuck are they all doing?
No one's even trying.
Looks like the writers.
Oh.
Goldberg!
More Kid Rock! And Booker T with short hair.
Yeah.
Look, it's Goldberg!
And Kidman.
It's the Disco Inferno! Kidman
it's
and
the
Booker
Disco
T.
Inferno. Wasn't it just Disco Inferno?
No sometimes they would say
that. Okay,
sometimes
so
they would.
That wasn't just the writing, like the WCW. And a motorcycle.
Oh, what the fuck?
That is the biggest stunt in the history of wrestling.
Yeah.
Nope.
He also murdered that guy.
And would have died. And we're just going to run Kid Rock, much like a New Jack match, through this whole fucking thing.
Goldberg spears are the best thing in wrestling.
So is this a shoot?
I don't know, but Goldberg
is jackhammering away, man.
My son almost threw away a career for that nonsense.
Your son's starting a career
Wait,
with that
Wait, I thought
nonsense.
You were the... Oh, that was... All right.
Wouldn't you need the Chiefs permission to buy a pay-per-view at the station?
Come on, King!
Probably $50.
Oh, and... Yeah, WCW was charging belt. $50 when they went out of
That's
business.
Yo, that was a WCW pay per view.
Really? In 2000?
Yeah, that was their Whoa. Business model.
They weren't $29.99.
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think they were $50.
I mean, I was WWE.
Pay per views back in my day were $50.
Jesus. And it was such lesser quality.
Yeah, WWF was $50.
Yeah, but like for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
$29.99 for like the other.
Jimmy King. I thought a pay-per-view was $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
12 months out of the year? Fuck no. They were absolutely not.
Good to have you back, brother.
In the late 90s and early 2000s, I was paying $30.
Did you check it
really?
Out?
Yeah.
What did you think? Do you like my heels?
Such the pot.
Yeah. ECW is definitely 1999.
Where'd you come from?
ECW. ECW was like, thank you for watching.
Oh, she's back.
Hey, Sasha.
I bet she actually wound up liking him after all.
I could never forgive you for what you did to Sasha.
Is this the redemption story for Rose McGowan?
She's about to just get
Sasha.
I mean, we're all seeing it. Physical foreshadowing.
Yeah.
stand so close to the ring when there's a ladder match going on?
She's like dead.
Because if you're unconscious, your eyes are closed. All
right.
If you're dead, you're dead.
This has been super duper duper fun. Thank you for letting me be part of it. We will see you.
We'll see you in about 5 minutes.
I just gotta go throw the rumble.
This is what it's all about. The further you get up, the tougher it is.
Thank you, Jason.
Just wasting each other. Can you imagine?
I mean, it's just getting good. You forgot Scorsese directed the ending. This is a fucking noose again, which was used at WrestleMania 15.
Yes.
Which again proves that Vince McMahon sent Vince Russo to WCW to write this movie and kill the company.
Yeah.
You're right.
I'm a fucking genius.
And there's Sting.
Casually just hanging. Not strapped into a gimmick, as you do. There's one more.
Oh, he just Jimmy King down all the way to cage number one.
Oh, no.
You can tell it's a movie because they have them, like, naturally bleeding from the mouth. As opposed to someone bleeding from the forehead.
It's Sting! He nails Diamond Dallas Page!
And murders him. In the cage of death.
What are you doing?
Sting is helping Jimmy King. Can you believe this?
This is a shocker.
I mean, we don't need the commentary, but Jimmy it's King's pretty much on right point with the writing.
You love Jimmy King. I love Jimmy King. We're men. But we're not afraid to say that we love other men. I love you.
Oh.
Me too, man. Hit me. Hit me. My turn.
It's even. It's back to square one.
You know, it was funny when he hit Scott Kahn, but again, David, I can't ruin things.
Yeah.
Much like WCW.
Oh, man. Yeah. I do love
I don't care if you got a Kurt Russell cameo on Nitro. You ruined WCW. That's a fact.
Yeah, that's true.
That
happened.
I'm just missing the Kid Rock music at this point.
Yeah.
I was enjoying that, and what is he doing?
Just watching
him. Goldberg just didn't agree to work with anybody, so he's just gonna be shot solo.
Yeah. Staring up.
Yeah! Again, is this entire match a shoot?
Yeah, well, the weird part
is it's not playing as such, but it kind of is.
So if, like, Jimmy King, if he gets the belt, he still is fired.
You got it, come on!
Yeah.
Like, the business doesn't have to hire him.
It's kind of all over the place.
It is all over the place.
He clearly has a cut on his cheek, but his blood is over his eyebrow. Also,
Diamond Dallas Page just died.
Mankind who?
Yeah.
By the way, again, that was a Mankind spot. This movie was written by WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you're
down.
Dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, yeah. His neck's broken. He's got some ruptured discs and murdered.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, buddy.
I want to beat you for it.
I love murder.
Royal Bash.
I told you.
They are not trying. I love that he has, like, kick pads on his
King
arms.
Yeah.
He did it! All right! King is all right!
All right, Jimmy King!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! We're all going to jail! Okay. And see, he wouldn't work with anybody. As long as I get enough to buy a new Dodge, I'm good. Thanks, Dodge!
Yeah!
Oh, fuck God. Right. What's he watching?
Sherminator.
Yeah, the Sherminator.
What was he watching? It looked like
portable TV.
He's in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Portable TV was his thing.
But he was in his bedroom.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have worked if he was at the gas station playing the video game with the portable TV.
Yeah.
But in his bedroom.
I made wrestling. Me. I made them all.
Oh.
I mean, that's just assault, brother.
You didn't make wrestling! We made wrestling!
Yeah, geek.
Sorry.
The people, the fans.
But an hour and 40 minutes of shitting on wrestling fans, this little 30-second bit doesn't make up for it.
No.
This isn't a redemption story.
No, now they're
this is part of the show.
Now they're going to murder that guy?
You ever seen the end of Natural Born Killers when they kill Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
That's what this is. His head's going to end up on a stake.
In the most amazing battle ever.
Oh, Nitro Girls are back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Charmel. The undisputed WCW heavyweight champion of the world.
I didn't watch WCW, but I knew the Nitro Girls. And what the fuck's with the plumber?
It was part of his posse.
King, you regained the heavyweight title, but what about the tag team?
I meant Kidman, but cool.
Thoughts about unification?
Excuse me. Jimmy, looks like you need a tag team partner. What do you say?
Well, I appreciate it. Really, I do. But I think I already got me a tag team partner out here somewhere.
Remember when Booker T used to wear the breathe right strips?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There he is. That's him right there. My new tag team partner.
Do we?
Yeah. That's Artie Bonk, a.k.a. The Love.
Yeah.
I will bust you.
Oh. Ah, that's it. Yeah. Right, now I won't have to shoot him when he gets home.
Yeah,
Sean
right.
Sugar Daddy Dawkins.
Oh, yeah. Sean Sugar Daddy Dawkins.
You don't have a microphone.
I love you, Scott.
Oh, my gosh. Just came in the Burger King fries.
Definitely did.
Yeah, baby. We're all fired.
Yeah, right.
Woo. And I'm pretty sure Paige is murdered.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there he is.
Oh. Ah, fuck this. I'm going to do Devil's Rejects. Yay! Royal Bash. It's one of those commemorative photos you get
See?
At the garden.
Dreams can come true.
Oh, reframe.
Yeah, but it was a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Right, like you're really going to be the King's manager and Gordy's going to wrestle. Wait.
Yeah, because you all suck.
The weird part is...
This is assault.
Goldberg's gimmicked up.
And he just killed Frank Zappa's kid.
Frank Zappa the third?
That's Ahmet Zappa. Not Dweezil.
Say
Ahmet.
It now.
Google it, kids.
I'm your bitch.
They were a thing
daddy?
In the late 90s. Oh. But again, well, they worked with WWE, which brings it all back. Right. That WWE wrote this movie. The Nitro Girls, again, I'm going to say it, had more exposure in this movie than they did in all of Nitro's run.
Why is Goldberg gimmicked up?
Well, I mean, how else you got in the Hummer?
Bless America.
I'm not going to lie. I was, she was not a bad guy. Why didn't they bring the kids with them?
Yeah.
That seems like, you know, a move.
Where are they going?
Also, who's Lusk?
All right.
All right, so that's the thing.
Well,
like Simone.
Oh, we got outtakes.
Yeah, no, we're good.
There's a lot of glare coming off of
so,
that dome.
So, thank you for watching.
Yeah, this is fun.
This watch along with us for Ready to Rumble.
Next up is Caligula.
I think next time we do it, we'll do it at 4 p.m.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we had some technical difficulties.
We did, but we'll have to buffer it just in case.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like a 4 p.m. start time.
Yeah, we only went 5 minutes over.
No, of course
not that bad. Did we really?
Yeah,
it's only 7:05.
Oh, perfect.
So
we haven't really missed anything. Oh yeah, by the way, he actually punched Randy Savage.
Yeah, of course he did. He's not a real wrestler.
That was quite a throw. How you doing?
And then he died.
It's my hand. It's broken now. Come on, this is nothing.
So thank you. You can follow.
I like Scott Kahn.
I like Scott Kahn.
I am a Scott Kahn legit fan.
I actually like Scott Kahn a lot too. He does a great job in Hawaii 5-0.
He is. He's. I'm not gonna say a really good actor, but he is.
He's a good actor.
He's a good actor.
Right.
He owns what he is.
Right. Exactly. So you can follow us on all sorts of social media. This
yeah, all sorts of media. Mike Went, Liam Stryker, Bill Neville, Jason Molotov was here. Now he's upstairs watching the Royal Rumble. Please follow That Movie Show, New Age Insiders Pop Network on all forms of social media
mm-hmm.
and right. all your podcasting apps.
Oh, yeah.
NewAgeInsiders.com for New Age Insiders Show, Late Night Liam, That Movie Show, pretty much all the shit
all
we do, you know. Archives, video, audio. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
And if you're still watching this, God bless you. Thank you.
Bye,
we'll
everybody.
See you next time. Bye-bye.